This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Any guesses how much money Disney has grossed at the box office so far this year? Just for some context, as you try to add it up in your head, we're talking Finding Dory, Zootopia, The Jungle Book, Captain America, Civil War as well, which I personally thought was meh, but which isn't really relevant right now. Yeah, it's a big number. Anyway, $2.1 billion, and it's not even Labor Day yet. But there was a time when Disney wasn't the money-making machine it is right now, when it was just kind of a place where artists could go and do some really good creative work. That Disney is the subject of a series of books by a guy named Didier Guez. It's called They Drew As They Pleased, the latest installment of which is The Hidden Art of Disney's Musical Years of the 1940s, Part 1. Mr. Guez, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
Put this book, this time period of Disney's evolution into context for me, would you, in the 1940s?
The 1940s at Disney are really well known as being marked by two things. The first one is the 1941 strike at the Disney studio, which was a very traumatic event for Walt Disney. And the other thing is obviously World War II, which closes down the markets that Disney had in Europe. But from a creative standpoint, the 1940s are the most creative period at the Disney studio. And those ideas that are born in the 1940s are really going to influence the Disney studio for years and years to come, until the 1950s at least, and sometimes longer than that.
It's funny that you say that, that it was full of creativity and big ideas, because I'll tell you, reading the text of this book, I mean, the pictures are great, right? The art is great to see, but the text that's in here, which is letters and correspondences and obviously your analysis, it's a little depressing. It doesn't seem like it was a great time at Disney, with layoffs and strikes and people getting furloughed and not coming back, and just grim, I guess I would say.
You're right. It's a very tough period, both for the country and for the Disney studio, because the studio is under tremendous pressure, financial pressure. What basically happens is you start the 40s, of course, with the release of Fantasia and Bambi, which are, unfortunately, big box office failures. And
Say that again, because people today think of Fantasia and Bambi and they say, oh, those are classic Disneys. But in fact, in the moment, they were not big hits.
That's right. And they cost a tremendous amount of money. From a creativity standpoint, they are absolutely fascinating. But financially, they are failures. And if it weren't for one very small movie, Dumbo, which doesn't cost much money to produce, the studio would probably have died at that time. After that, you have to wait till 1950 to see movies like Cinderella and Peter Pan and Lady and the Tramp being produced and released. But what's really interesting with those movies is that they had been in the works for most of them since the late 30s or early 40s.
Can you draw a line from, you know, the mid 40s with Walt Disney to the company as it exists today? I mean, you've taken it to the 50s, but is there a thread there that people who were there at the time would recognize in the company of today?
Yes. So in the book, you'll see quite a few pieces of artwork created in 1941 for a project which was The Little Mermaid. As you know, The Little Mermaid wasn't released until 1989. And so the artists who worked on The Little Mermaid in 1989, they discovered those drawings by that artist called Kai Nielsen, who had done all of those drawings in 1941. And he was inspired tremendously by them. And they really used that inspiration to create what became the first animated feature in the new golden age of Disney.
You got to play the long game, right? Is that the deal?
You do always. Good ideas never die at Disney.
It is the latest in a series of books on Disney's art. This one is called They Drew As They Pleased, The Hidden Art of Disney's Musical Years, The 1940s Part 1 by Didier Guez. Mr. Guez, thanks very much for your time. I enjoyed the book.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
You're going to want to check out some of the art that's in this book. Helpfully, we have some of it on our website. It's marketplace.org.